You were there when the earth was without form. When Noah's faith remained, you kept him sheltered from the storm. You were there when Job fell to his knees. Your love shone through, your grace displayed in his time of need.
And all you are, you've always been. My life, my love, my all, it rests in you. You are God in whom I put my trust.
Trials, the wounds of my life mended by the power of your touch. You were there, you died on Calvary's cross. You gave your life so willingly, so we will not be lost. My trials, the wounds of my life mended by the power of your touch. You were there, you died on Calvary's cross. You gave your life so willingly, so we will not be lost.
You are God.
You are God.
You are God.
You are God.
Yeah. you brought us up out of the morning day. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voices in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Trumpet calls, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and at Zion's hill, salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are red and white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Trumpet calls, so lift your voice. In the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice. In the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
There is no God like Jehovah, no God like Jehovah, no God like Jehovah, no God like Jehovah, there is no God like Jehovah, no God like Jehovah, no God like Jehovah, there is no God like Jehovah.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
There is no God like Jehovah, 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 there is no God like Jehovah.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and at a Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Lift your voice.
It's the year of Jubilee, and at a Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Why don't you go outside there for a minute? And we're gonna play a little game that you're gonna remember probably most of you. And so I want you to help me, okay? How many have ever in your childhood? And some of you are in your childhood. I'm not in mine anymore, and I may revert back for long. Who knows? But how many ever played the game where you hid something, and then you told them how warm they was? Y'all, come on, throw up your hand here now, a little class participation. And you was trying to tell them how warm they was, And that dictated how close they were to the object that you had hidden. Well, I've got some money. Some of you wish you was looking for it, see? But I'm going to hide it. And I want y'all to help me, because Brother McKelvey's going to come in here and he's going to look for this. And so I want y'all to tell him. We ain't going to take a real long time at it, but I'm going to make a point with it. I want y'all to tell him whether he's cold or we used to say freezing. Y'all ever do that? You're freezing to death. You're an iceberg. I mean, we'd say all kinds of stuff. And then we're getting warmer. And after a while, you was hot. Watch this. He don't know. And we would say, you're getting hot. You're hotter. Hotter. You're boiling. After a while, we'd go, you're on fire. You knew you was close. All right, Brother McKelvey, where you at? I want y'all to help. I want y'all to help him. Y'all to talk to him, all right? Here we go. I believe he's confused. He's warm. Oh, he's warm. You're warm. You're getting colder. Cold. You're hot. You're hot. You're on fire. Ah! Ha, 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 ha. Well, the point was, the closer he got to the object he was looking for, the hotter he got. Hello? How many knows where I've been? How many remember Monday night? How many knows where I've been? Taco Bell. And look at your neighbor and tell them this. It only gets hotter from here. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about hell. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. It's only going to get hotter in my life from right here. Look at your neighbor and tell him again, it only gets hotter from here. Ha ha ha. Only going to get hotter from right here. And the reason is because I'm going to get closer to God than I've ever been before. Hallelujah. So I want to preach to you a little bit tonight. Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And I'm going to read two or three scriptures. You may not be able to stay up as far as looking through your Bible, but Romans chapter 12 and Luke chapter 3, and then I'm going to read out of Joel chapter 2. And I'm going to get these microphones out of the way and everything, because I'll have something kicked over here in a minute, and I'll be tripped and fell down, and y'all all be laughing real big. And then I might be hurting real big. Romans chapter 12. And verse number 1, here's what it says. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I'm going to read the first part again. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. sacrifice. Luke chapter 3, and verse number 16, John's talking to him. He said several things here, but I just want to jump in right here. And John answered in verse 16, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He shall baptize. Somebody say amen. How many know that it wasn't long after that that John looked up and said, behold, the Lamb of God. Could I just interpret that for you? There he is. Hallelujah. And the good part about that tonight is he's right here in this service. Can you say amen? Joel chapter 2, very familiar passage of Scripture. Verse number 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and the handmaidens in those days will I pour out of my Spirit. I want you to stretch your hands this way and ask God to anoint us tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful group of young people. Thank you for the Spirit and the power of God that we already feel. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, would you draw nigh unto us? You promised us that if we would draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Lord, I'm wanting somebody's experience in you to reach a fever pitch in their life. I'm wanting someone's experience in you to catch on fire. I'm wanting someone's experience in you to be hotter than it's ever been. That when they leave this place, the cold wind of this world will not affect them anymore. But God, there'll be a bright and a shining light in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, one more time, turn to your neighbor and tell them it only gets hotter from here. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now, I don't do that talking to your neighbor very often, but I felt like it there a little bit tonight. I want to talk to you about that. It only gets hotter from here. Well, I looked out across the campground a while ago and looked and I saw all the smoke and I figured somebody got started early. But how many know that it's not the smoke that we need? Hello? I said, how many knows it's not the smoke that we need? You can have a good fire and throw water on it, and it'll smoke everywhere and about choke you smack to death. But we don't need smoke today. We've got all these places that you go, and they try to replicate the presence of God, and they blow smoke across the platform. I don't need smoke. I need fire. Somebody say amen. I said, I don't need smoke. I need fire. God doesn't dwell in the smoke. God dwells in the fire. Can you say amen? But let me tell you what. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the natural and about starting a fire. Now, I am what you would call an outdoors person to the extreme. So anything outdoors, I enjoy. I usually spend a couple of weeks at least every year in the mountains of Colorado. A lot of times, sometimes I'm with friends, but there's other times I'm all by myself with nobody around for many, many miles. And when you get there, you must be self-sufficient. You got to know how to survive out there. And actually, the entertainment industry has kind of got into that, tapped into that, and you've got all these survivor shows that are on anymore where they dump people off out in the middle of nowhere and see if they can survive out there. And you got to learn how to do things for yourself And you know what? I can't say I've ever even seen one of those survivor shows, but I've read about them, and they eat stuff that's nasty that you usually wouldn't eat when you was at the house because they don't have a refrigerator there. And I've seen pictures of them eating snails and all kinds of stuff, and just kind of makes you curl up. You don't like that. But there is one ingredient that everybody tries to get as soon as possible. It's not iced tea. I like iced tea. I come up here north and you walk in a place and ask for sweet tea and they look at you funny, and I don't like that. And I like sweet tea, but sweet tea's not the first thing they try to come up with. They don't look for a McDonald's because there's not one around. Big Macs don't help them any. They can't even go to Taco Bell, bless their poor heart, because there's not one of them anywhere around. One of the first things that they will always do is try to start a fire. Exactly what they do. They attempt to start a fire. Well, I brought some fire starting equipment with me here tonight, and so let me get started here. Let me tell you, when you get started and get ready to start a fire, now this ain't Boy Scouts or anything, but it'll work. When you get ready to start a fire, you don't start out with the biggest tree in the woods. You'd be wasting your time. You find something that is real small and real dry, and you start with that. Something that's really, and there's a word for it, and it's called tinder in some places. Now, where I come from out west, we call it kindling. That's what we call it. And maybe that's what you even call it here. But I know lots of people will call it tinder, and that's with an I, and they use it, and what it is, it's a lot of little bitty stuff that they use to get the fire started. Boy, I felt the Holy Ghost talk to me today about this, and I want to start right here in applying this to you all and tell you that you little ones sitting right here, you don't have to wait on daddy or mama or the teens behind you, but the fire of God can start in your heart. Somebody say amen. Because in the natural, it takes the small stuff to start the fire. Somebody say amen. I remember being in a meeting in Richmond, Indiana one time at Brother W.H. Wyatt's church. We was having a pretty great move of God, and the Holy Ghost was moving. There was a lot of people seeking for the Holy Ghost. I'm going to talk to these young ones just a minute, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes I feel like in these night services, we kind of cut them out and shoot over their head. But I've got news for you. They can start a fire too. Somebody say amen out there. Hey, buddy, I don't believe they got to be a teenager all messed up in everything there is. I believe they can get the fire of God burning them right here that'll burn the impurities out, and they'll never deal with that mess. Oh, somebody ought to say amen. They'll never have those stumbling blocks. They'll never have that trouble. Why? Because when they was young and tender before God, God started a fire in their life. Somebody say amen. I believe God wants to start a fire in their life. There was a lot of older teenagers and maybe some even into their 20s that was seeking the Holy Ghost. They were lined up down the altar on both sides, and the glory of God was falling. And I mean, the power of God had got warm up in that house. And it was great. And I was walking back and forth down the altars praying for those teens and those that may be in their early 20s. And boy, I'm telling you, the power of God was a-moving on them, and they was weeping and worshiping God. And I'm telling you, the power of God, Brother Smith, got so strong in there, and I felt it when the Holy Ghost fell. Now you say, well, how do you know that? Well, number one, I've been at it a long, long time. And number two, if you're tuned in, you can feel it when the Holy Ghost falls, when that power of God sweeps through the house. And all of a sudden, I knew the Holy Ghost had fell on somebody. So, Pastor, I started up and down the line trying to find out where it had fallen. I looked all down through here and these young men, and they was worshiping God, but nobody was manifesting the Holy Ghost. I walked all down this line of young ladies. Nobody was manifesting the Holy Ghost. I thought to myself, well, that's kind of weird, because I know I felt Him come. When I turned around, standing there behind me was a little 4-year-old girl that had been worshiping God with tears running down her face and dripping off of her chin. I had not been ignoring her. I had been laying my hands on her when I went by. But I will have to admit to you, and you forgive the preacher, but I hadn't been putting quite as much effort into it as I had some of the older ones. You'll forgive me, won't you? But I'm going to tell you what I saw. When I turned around, that little old 4-year-old girl was speaking in the most beautiful heavenly language straight out of the glory world that you ever heard in your life. Are y'all hearing me? It wasn't that the others couldn't. It's just God started with something that was tender and pliable in His hands. I come to tell you tonight, I believe these young ones, that their life from right here on in this new camp, it can just get hotter and hotter and hotter for God. God wants to use them today. There's a point to this story. We went back a year later for revival. The year before, I'm telling you, the power of God was there from the first spoken word, it seemed like. That next year went back to Brother White's. I'm going to tell y'all something. It was so tight, it squeaked when we stood up. I mean, there wasn't nothing going on. It was deader, come on now, than last year's corn stalks. I'm telling you, it was just not going no good. I was discouraged and half aggravated, and I can get that way, and you don't never know it, but I was about half aggravated, and man, we come to church about the second or third night. Sister Darla may remember what night. I believe it was the second or the third one. The third night, we're sitting there, and I mean, we've sung our song. You know, I heard somebody the other day say they didn't believe in zombies. I said, I do. I see them all the time. I preach to them. Come on here now. I believe in them. We're at church about every time I go. And, buddy, I'm telling you, that's about the way it was. A bunch of zombies sitting there. Oh, there's power in the blood. Really? He set me free. Well, praise God. Let's all sit down now. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a child walk out from the in her pew and start around the church. I kind of raised up because I could tell she wasn't going to the restroom. I could tell by the way she was carrying herself and the direction that she went. Around the church she went, and I'm watching her. And it dawned on me. Now, are y'all listening to me? It was that little girl that last year had got baptized in the Holy Ghost. She's 5 years old. She made one lap around the church and then started the second one and came down the center aisle. When she came by me, that 5-year-old child was saying this: I plead the blood of Jesus. Y'all ain't feeling what I am yet. I plead the blood of Jesus. She never made a third round because the glory of God fell like a lightning bolt out of heaven. And the power of God broke that thing loose. Why? Because there was a child. I said there was a young person that was willing to say, Lord, they may not want the fire. They may not, hey, but I want it. I want it! I want it in my life! Raise your hands and praise God. hate. Woo! I'm stuck right here just a minute. I remember Brother McKelvey, and you remember this. The first time at Camp Dove, when Brother Sherman Magger told me that night, that's the first time I've ever saw the Holy Ghost take over, and there wasn't any preaching, because the age of the campers is about from 5 to 12 or something about like that, and they're young. And I'll tell you what I'm afraid some of the time we think they're not eligible. But come on here now. I'd have to tell you. Stand up here, little lady. Help me just a minute. I'd have to tell you. She's somebody's daughter. Y'all ain't helping me yet. Come here, boy. Hallelujah. I'd have to tell you. He's somebody's son, and in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on your sons and on your daughters. Sit down. Hey, brother, I feel the Holy Ghost in here right now. I got news for you. I believe the fire wants to fall from the front to the back. I said, I believe the fire wants to fall from the front to the back. We can have it like the Bible says. Raise your hands and magnify God. Suffer the children to come unto me. Come on now. And he went even farther than that. He said, except ye become like one of these children. Come on now. Hey, brother, let's don't overlook this young, tender crowd. They're the way you start a fight. Woo! I said, let's don't overlook them. They're the way we can start a fire. You know what the devil want to tell some of you young folks? I'm going to move on just a second. You know what he wants to tell y'all? That really, it's not important yet. But I'm going to tell you, if any of one of you young people sitting here in these first two rows, if any one of you have got a mom and daddy at home that don't serve God, I challenge you. Get around this altar. Get full of the Holy Ghost. And go home. It'll shake things up at your house. I said it'll shake things. My God, I feel like preaching. I said it'll shake things up at your house. Because the same Holy Ghost that gets in you is the same Holy Ghost that gets in me. Hey, and he's just as big in you as he is in me. I'm going to tell this and I'm going to move on right here. There's a little old girl and they came to her and they said, don't you want God in your life? She said, Boy, it kind of throwed them. They thought, well, maybe she don't understand. Don't you want God to come into your life? And she said, no. And they didn't understand. And they said, why not? She said, because he's so big, he'll stick out all over. I'm going to tell you, when you get the power of God in your life, it don't matter if you're 5 or 55, he'll stick out all over. Everybody around you will know there's been a fire. Somebody say it to your neighbor. It's about to get hotter in here. It's about to get hotter in my life. I'm about to get closer to God than I've ever been. Listen, you know what this world says? Y'all sit down just a minute. Hallelujah. Y'all starting to make me nervous just a little bit. I'm afraid you get tired standing there like that. You know what this world has programmed us to believe? That unless you are shaped in a certain way, or your features are a certain way, or you're just so good looking in some sort of way, that really there's not a whole lot you can do. You might as well say amen. Oh, we got these stinking movie stars and models, and that includes men and women. They try to starve themselves to death. They look like a nail with a head stuck on it, and they walk around, and they're drug addicts about half of the time. Oh, come on here now. And the world has painted this picture that unless you fall into a certain mold, that you're really not usable. But I'm going to tell you, when I get ready to start a fire, I use skinny stuff. I use dry stuff. I use fat stuff. I use skinny stuff. I use blonde stuff. I use brown stuff. I don't care what it is, and neither does God. All He wants is somebody to present themselves. I said that's all He's looking for. He don't care about your size and shape. He cares about you presenting yourself a living sacrifice unto God. I gotta hurry. Hey, look, I'm tell you what. It would be a boring, boring world if everybody was just the same. Huh? Do you realize that all of us men would fight over the same woman if they was all alike? Come on now. It would be boring as all get out. Hello? God's not boring. He made you just the way He wanted you. Somebody help me right here just a minute. He didn't mess up. He didn't make you a boy when you should have been a girl, or a girl when you should have been a boy. He didn't make no mistake. Come on here now. God doesn't make mistakes. Somebody say amen. We make mistakes. God don't. God said you just bring what you got. And if you bring yourself to me, I'll start a fire in you. I said I'll start a fire in you. What you got to do? So we know God. How many knows God is the source of the fire? Oh, man tries to make fires. Boy, yeah, they don't do nothing but choke you to death. Hello? I don't need a theatrical put on. Come on here now. Or a play. And I'm not against you having some kind of presentation at your church. Don't take that wrong. You understand that. But I'm going to tell you, all God needs is somebody to present themselves. That's all He needs. He's got the fire. He said when He comes, He's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. Here's what me and you've got to figure out. Is how big of a fire do we want? Have I lost you? How big of a fire do you want? I'm telling you, God can come into a youth group and take one person and set the place on fire. He really can. And that's wonderful and that's good. And if you're in that place of isolation, God can use you. But my God, it's so much better when you've got others that'll buy into the fact of I believe I want to be a part of the fire that God is building. Somebody say amen. So you got to figure out how big of a fire do you really want. Now, let me tell you what I have found at youth camp a lot of the time. There's people, they want to build a fire. They get here in this environment. They get here in this place. I may dump everything everywhere, but it'll be all right. They get in this place and they say, okay, I want the fire to burn in my life, but I just want it to be a little one. Hello? Now, back in the days of the cowboys and Indians, if you've ever read such a story, the cowboys and Indians, when there's Indians roaming around out there, now I come from the land of Indians, and when you Indians roaming around out there, you didn't want to build a big fire because you didn't want to broadcast to everybody that you were there. So you'd build a little bitty old fire, and you'd build it in a place where it wasn't very bright. You'd build it under some trees where the smoke would dissipate before it got up very high. And you'd get right over that fire, and you're looking around making sure nobody can see your fire. That's the way a lot of people want to do at youth camp. I want to have a move. I want to have a fire, but I just want to dictate how big it is. I don't want to go home and everybody know I caught on fire. Somebody ought to say, amen. The problem with that is when you want a little fire, it don't last too long. I said it don't last too long when you're afraid of anybody else seeing it, or when you're afraid of anybody else knowing you caught on fire. That fire won't last very long. That thing will burn out in your life. I tell you what I want. I want God to raise up an inferno in these last days. Somebody ought to say amen. A bunch of young people that says, I'll tell you what, I don't care who sees it, I don't care what they think about it. Hey brother, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a part of this. I'm going to build a fire. I'm going to build a fire in my life that everybody can see. Last year we was in the hills there of Colorado. It gets cold there at nighttime. And we went and we found, now some of y'all's not going to know what this is, but some of you are. We found a stump that probably was this high off the ground and had a log that was about 12 feet on it and probably about that big around. And it was 100% lighter. Now, a lot of y'all don't know what that is, but that's basically a pine that that the rosin, the sap, is heavy, it's set up in, and all you got to do is strike a match and it'll burn. We got a four-wheeler hitched up to that thing. We hauled it over there by the fire. We set that thing. We rolled around, messed with that thing. We finally got that thing sticking straight up in the air. I'm going to tell y'all something. You talk about a fire. I got pictures of it. I mean, boy, we had a fire. We had what we called a white man's fire. Hallelujah. I mean, buddy, out of the top of that stump, there was fire shooting up toward heaven. It was a popping and a cracking. And you know what happened? Boy, I feel like preaching to y'all. You know what happened? The hotter it got, the further back we got. There's some of you, you say, well, I just can't get away from my friends. I just can't get away from this sin. I tell you, let the fire of God get just right in your life. They'll start backing up. I feel like preaching here a little bit. You let the Holy Ghost get up in your life just right. They'll start backing up. But I tell you, a bunch of them, they won't leave. They'll stay to see the fire. And they'll want to know what happened. Woo! Hey, you know what we need? We need some fire starters. I said we need some fire starters in this day. Presenting our bodies. It's in the presentation. I said it's in the presentation. You have got to present yourself to God. I think, Brother Cruz, I think you sung the first night. I remember when the fire fell. Did you not sing that the first night? I remember when the fire fell. Well, I'm going to tell you what. And he sung it was on a Monday. But I'm going to tell y'all what I believe. I believe tonight in this altar service that there's some young people going to jump out and they're going to run up here to the front and they're going to say, God, I don't know what the rest of the youth group's going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm only going to get hotter from right here. I'm not going to go home and cool off. I'm not going to go home and let something water down what you gave me. But I'm going to let you start a fire in my life. Raise your hands right now and say, God, start it. Start a fire in my life. Woo! God God is looking, I'm almost through. God is looking for material, and that material is you. Come on now, point at yourself and say, me. Oh, come on, some of you act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, come on now, me. That's who I'm talking to right now. God wants to start it in you, not your neighbor, not the old folks. Oh, somebody say amen. Not even mom and daddy. This ain't their week. This is your time. I said this is your time. And I tell you what I'm going to do while I'm here. I'm going to let God start a fire. I said I'm going to let God start a fire in my life. You see, because the more... How many's ever messed around with a fire? Campfire. Go camping, mess around with campfire. You know what y'all do? You can't leave it alone. You over there pecking around on it? You crawl around in the dark in the woods, trying to find something to put on it. You know why you're doing that? You want it to burn. God said, I search for a man among them. Come on now. I look for material. I'm walking up and down the aisles. I'm going to tell y'all something that the Holy Ghost spoke to me a Monday night standing on the platform. And it kind of took me off guard. But I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost said to me. And it helped me. I ain't told anybody this. But I was standing up there and I was looking at some of y'all. And I was thinking about some of the battles that you have to face. That even me in my short lifetime, I did not have to deal with. You're facing unprecedented times. You have a barrage of sin and ungodliness that is flooding our world. Technology has caused us to have the availability of 24 hours worth of filth. Somebody ought to say amen. And you know what? Sometimes, if you're a preacher like myself, you will almost despair and say, how can they survive the onslaught of the enemy that we're living with today? But I was standing right there Monday night, and I felt the Holy Ghost speak to me that if some of you would get full of the fire of God, that after you had survived what you have, you would be stronger than any generation that God has ever raised up, because you had already faced the fire of this world and you quenched it with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I believe you can be a part. I said, I believe you can be a part of that generation. But you got to buy in. I said, you got to buy in. And so here's how it starts. We have one. Say, you know what? I believe I'll be a part of that fire. And all of a sudden, here he comes. What's he doing? He's going to present his body a living sacrifice. I'm bringing it to the fire. I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to let God use it however he wants to. He lays her down, throws up his hands in surrender. And when he does, somebody over on this side says, hey, if he can do it, so can I. If he's going to get a fire started, I'm going to be a part of the fire. All of a sudden, a young woman jumps up over here and says, hey, come on here. Says, hey, I got something. Oh, I got something to add to the fire. It's going to get hotter. Come on here. Hey, come on here. I got something to give. Come on. If you got something, bring it.
Come on, that's right. I'm a coming out of the back. I'm a coming out of the youth group. I'm a coming out of the Sunday school. I'm a coming from here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a fire. I'm going to start a fire. Is there a young person that would run out of your pew right now, head toward the front of this house, and say, Lord, let me be a part of the fire? It's about to get hotter in here. I said, it's about to get hotter.
I said, it's about to get hotter.
In this house, because I'm going to let God.
It's on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. Oh, when somebody throw wood, catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. When somebody throw wood, catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. Oh, when somebody throw wood, catch on fire, catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire.
It's only gonna get harder.
Oh,
this ain't gonna be the highlight. This ain't gonna be the highlight. This is just gonna be where the fire got started. This is just where the fire is gonna get hotter. Cause I'm gonna get closer to God than I've ever been. I'm gonna get closer.
The leader came to town like a mighty rush of wind. It filled the house they were sitting in. I wish somebody's own would
catch on fire.
Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody's own would catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost.
Come on, young man. Say, I'll be the one. I'll present my body. I'll let him start a fire in me.
They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they sang with other tongues as he gave utterance. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire.
Raise your hands and magnify God. Tell him, Lord, start the fire in me. Start it tonight. Something the devil can't quench. Something the devil can't put out.
Catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wish somebody so would catch on fire. Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody so would catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost.
It's for you.
Oh,
I said it's for you. You ain't gonna wait on anybody else in your youth group. If you'll present your body a living sacrifice, he'll set you on fire. Oh, catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on. Come on, young sisters. Come on, young sister.
Oh,
no, this is not just a night where I have a little emotional flame. I'm about to get on fire. And it's only going to get hotter from here.
Burning with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wish somebody so would catch on fire. Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody so would catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost fire, and it's
keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost fire. And
well, I feel the fire burning.
Jesus,
I said I feel the fire burning.
It's the Holy Ghost fire, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost fire, and it's keeping me alive.
Thank you, God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. He'll set your life on fire. You'll go home. Everybody will know you've got a fire started.
Jesus on the main line down. if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Tell him
I believe God wants to fill somebody right now with the power of the Holy Ghost. Why don't you throw your hands up to heaven and say, here I am, Lord. Start the fire. Start the fire.
Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now.
Well now, if you need the victory, tell him what you want. If you need the victory, tell him what you want. Well, if you need the victory, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Oh, why don't you call him up? Call him up.